Welcome in. Today we're dialing in Riot Pattern Energy for drum and bass, using only Ableton Live stock devices. No third-party plugins, no magic presets, just solid programming, smart dynamics, and a little bit of arrangement psychology, so your beat feels like it's accelerating even when the listener doesn't consciously notice why. When people say a DNB track rolls, most of the time they're reacting to the ride or the tight open hat. That's the engine room. And the big mistake is thinking the engine is just louder. It's not. It's contrast, movement, and control. Alright, let's build a ride energy system you can reuse. First, set yourself up with a DNB-friendly source. I recommend a drum rack because it's fast to layer and easy to expand later. Create a new MIDI track, drop in a drum rack, and then load a ride sample onto one pad. For drum and bass, try to avoid super washy, long decay rides at the stage. If it sounds beautiful solo but smears when it repeats, that's a red flag. Tight, controlled, slightly metallic rides or bright open hats tend to work best for rollers and techie stuff. If you prefer simpler, that's fine too. Put simpler on a MIDI track, drag in your ride, set it to one shot, and usually turn warp off for cymbal one shots. Warp can add weird artifacts up top that feel like fizzy sandpaper once you start saturating. Now we shape the sound so it's punchy, forward, and not painful. On the ride channel, build this stock chain. EQ8. Then saturator, then drum bus. We'll add auto filter in a minute for movement. Start with EQ8. High pass it. Seriously. Rides don't need low end, and letting low mid junk through just makes your whole drum bus feel cloudy. Try a high pass around 250 to 500 Hz with a steeper slope, and adjust by ear. Then tame the harshness. The danger zone is usually around 6 to 9 kHz. Put a bell there. Start with a small dip like 2 to 4 dB, medium Q, and sweep until the razor calms down without making the ride dull. If you want a touch of air after that, a gentle high shelf at 12 to 14k, just a dB or two, only if it truly needs it. Next, saturator. Choose analog clip. Drive it maybe plus 2 to plus 6 dB, and enable soft clip. This is about adding density and edge so the ride reads clearly at lower volume. If it starts sounding brittle or spitty, don't force it. Back the drive down and we'll get presence elsewhere. Then drum bus. Small moves. This device is powerful. Add just a little drive, like 5 to 15%. Add transients to help it speak, maybe plus 5 up to plus 20 depending on the sample. And use damp to reduce fizz if needed, often somewhere around 5 to 20%. The goal is forward presence without the kind of top end that makes you wince after 10 seconds. Quick coaching check before we program anything. Calibrate energy versus loudness. Turn your monitors down. Then pull the ride fader down until it almost disappears. Bring it up just until you can still read the pulse. If it only feels exciting when it's loud, your pattern needs more contrast, not more gain. This one habit will level up your hats instantly. Now let's program the core pattern. Set your tempo. Typical DNB is 172 to 176 BPM. Jungle leaning can be a bit slower, but we'll stay in that zone. Make a 1-bar MIDI clip and start with a steady 1/8 pattern. Hits on every 8th note. That's the classic roll engine. Now, instead of leaving velocity flat, we sculpt it. Accents on beat 1 and beat 3 should be stronger. The offbeats and in-betweens should be softer. As a starting point, put your strong hits around velocity 95 to 110, medium hits around 75 to 90, and ghost hits around 50 to 70. And here's the mindset. The secret sauce is contrast, not density. A lot of people jump straight to 1/16 notes and wonder why it feels like a sewing machine. You can absolutely use 1/16s for propulsion, but if you do, don't make them all equal. Accent every 4th or 8th step, and deliberately remove a couple of hits. That subtraction is what makes it feel human and urgent. Now we add the human engine, micro timing and note length. Open the clip and set your grid to 1/16 for editing. Pick a few offbeat hits and nudge them slightly earlier, like 5 to 12 milliseconds early, to create urgency. Then pick one or two occasional hits and pull them slightly late, maybe 5 to 10 milliseconds, for swagger. Keep it subtle. If you start hearing flams with the snare, you went too far. And note length matters more than people think, especially with cymbals. If your ride has a longer tail, overlapping notes can create a wash that blurs the groove. Shorten some MIDI note lengths so they don't overlap as much, or use a tighter sample, or aim for gate-like behavior, where possible. Clean note lengths are basically free clarity. Now let's make the energy evolve without adding new sounds. This is where auto filter becomes your tension lever. Add auto filter, typically after EQ8 and before saturation if you want smoother movement. For rides, a high-pass filter works great. Set it to a 12 dB slope. Now, in the arrangement, automate the filter frequency. Here's a classic move. In the 8 bars before the drop, slowly raise the high pass from about 200 Hz up to around 1.2 kHz. You're essentially tightening the ride, removing body, and creating that coiling spring feeling. Then right on the drop, snap it back down to something like 250 to 500 Hz so the ride regains weight. That contrast makes the drop feel bigger without adding anything. Also, let velocity do work for you. Many ride samples get brighter when hit harder. Great! Keep ghost notes low velocity so they sound duller, and let the accents be brighter. If you want to exaggerate your program dynamics, put the velocity MIDI device before your drum rack or simpler. Add a little drive, maybe 10 to 30, and experiment with compand. This makes your velocity shaping more audible without just turning the track up. Now we layer, because one sound rarely gives you both punch and texture. Create a second layer, a shaker, a short metallic hat, or a tiny tick. High pass this layer much more aggressively, like 1K to 3K. Keep it quieter. Then make it wider using utility, something like 120 to 160% width, but keep the gain conservative. This is support, not the lead. Pattern-wise, don't just copy the main rhythm. Give the ghost layer a job, and selective offbeats or tiny bursts at the end of every 2 bars. Think mini fills that keep the loop alive. The listener shouldn't think, oh, there's a new part. They should just feel the track getting more animated. Now we make room for the kick and snare, because rides love to steal attention right when you need impact. Put a compressor on the ride bus and enable sidechain. Choose the snare as the input. Set ratio around 2:1 to 4:1, attack 5 to 15 milliseconds, so the ride transient still speaks, and release around 60 to 140 milliseconds depending on tempo and taste. You're aiming for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on snare hits. This is not pumping for effect. It's get out of the way so the snare crack stays king. If the hats are masking the kick too, you can do a lighter sidechain from the kick, but keep it subtle. Extra coach tip here, watch for the anti-flam rule around the snare. If a ride hit lands right on top of the snare transient, it can smear the snare and make the whole groove feel smaller. Sometimes the best move is deleting that ride hit on the snare step, or shorten its note length so it's not stepping on the transient. If you absolutely want the pulse to continue, replace that moment with a shorter, duller tick instead of a bright ride. Now, let's talk movement without over-editing. Adopt a two-bar mindset. Even if you start with one bar, duplicate the loop to 2 bars and then only edit 2 to 4 notes. That's it. One missing hit, one extra tick, one slightly brighter accent. This keeps things alive without turning into random chaos. And if you don't want to manually nudge micro-timing, use the groove pool as your assistant. Grab a swing 16 groove, apply it to the clip, and keep the amounts low, timing maybe 5 to 15, random 0 to 5, velocity 0 to 10. That gives controlled movement without messing up your snare alignment. If your accents are getting spitty while ghosts feel smooth, your processing is reacting too hard to velocity differences. Two stock fixes. First, reduce saturator drive slightly and make up volume with output. Second, add a gentle compressor before saturation, ratio 1.5 to 2:1, catching about 1 dB of gain reduction. This keeps the tonal character consistent across different velocities. Now arrangement. This is where energy becomes a storyline. Try 16-bar drop structure. Bars 1 to 8. Your normal ride brightness and normal velocity range. Bars 9 to 16, nudge the energy up by slightly increasing average velocity, adding your ghost layer mini fill every 2 bars, and opening auto filter just a touch. Then in bars 15 to 16, do a tiny fill, a half bar 1/16 burst, and then pull it back right before the phrase resets. The key is that the biggest perceived energy changes often come from small, repeatable moves, not constant variation. For the breakdown, do the opposite. Remove the main ride. Keep only a filtered ghost layer with a low pass around 6 to 10K so it's more like air and texture than a driving engine. Then reintroduce the main ride right before the drop. Classic tension and release. If you want darker, heavier DNB, one more trick. Rides that cut through distortion heavy bass often need mid-focus, not just top. Try a very gentle bell boost around 2.5 to 4.5K, like 1 to 2 dB, and be careful. It's easy to overdo and get honky. And if you want grit without third-party plugins, set up a parallel crush return. Send your rides to a return track with saturator driven harder. Soft clip-on, then a Q8 high passed at 1K, and tip any harsh band. Blend it quietly around minus 18 to minus 12 dB. That adds aggression while keeping the main signal controlled. All right, mini practice exercise. This is your quick win. Make a 1 bar 1/8 ride clip. Shape velocities, beats 1 and 3 louder, offbeat softer. Duplicate it out to 16 bars. Every fourth bar, add a half bar 1/16 burst at the end, just the last two beats. Add auto filter and open it slightly from bars 9 to 16. Add sidechain compression from the snare aiming for around 2 dB of dip, then bounce it and listen at low volume. If the ride loses excitement at low level, don't reach for more loudness. Increase velocity contrast or tweak the pattern density slightly. Before we wrap, common mistakes to avoid: flat velocities that create robotic fatigue, too much 8 to 10K that sounds expensive for 10 seconds and then hurts, ride samples that are too long and wash out the groove, micro-tining on every hit so nothing feels intentional, and zero arrangement variation so even a great loop gets stale. Recap: ride energy in drum and bass comes from contrast and movement, not volume. Use velocity, micro-timing, and note length to make it breathe. Shape tone with EQ8 into saturator into drum boss, and use auto filter for tension and release. Sidechain to the snare so impact stays intact, and arrange rides like a pressure system. Introduce, lift, vary, drop out, and slam back in. If you tell me your subgenre roller, jump up, jungle, tech step, minimal, I can suggest 3 ride patterns and a stock device chain that matches that lane.